Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
A magical mystery tour. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
On July 13th, 1980, in Kirkby in Ashfield, a mining town in Nottinghamshire, England, hundreds of students competed in various school bands during the annual Hollinwell show. Just after 10:30 a.m., the contestants started to collapse. Why? No one knows. This is the Hollinwell incident. Children just started fainting and collapsing with no cause. They complained of headaches, nausea, pain, soreness, dizziness, just unexplained. Mm-hmm. They're at this kind of, not a battle of the bands, but like a school bands. Mm-hmm. And they all play in their bands on this one day, and everyone watches and celebrates. It's not really
sure.
It's a competition, but it's like a celebration. Like the school, their band's going to play some songs. The other band's going to play some songs. And then 259 kids just got sick, passed out. Nausea, complaining of sickness, soreness, and nobody knows why.
Wow.
259 kids were sent to 4 nearby hospitals. It's a lot of people to tend to.
Yeah.
And I'm sure not like what's not, I don't know how big the town is. There's 4 hospitals nearby. That's great. But also, what's wrong? We just got sick. From what?
Yeah.
We don't know. Well, we talked a little bit about like the Toxic Lady episode.
Totally.
And or like, we've talked about mass hysteria.
Absolutely. The dancing plague. We talked about that a while back.
That's a biggie.
Totally. Like it's so confounding because you have no fucking idea what is happening.
Most were released after examination, but 9 were kept overnight. So for most of them, it subsided.
Mm-hmm.
There are some reports that state that 15 adults also suffered from various symptoms. And some horses.
Oh, don't bring the horses into this.
Well, we're going to after this break. One of the students said, "We were on the field in full uniform for inspection. I've never had to stand to attention that long before. My friends were collapsing all around me." Before things kicked off, there mm-hmm. was just a lot of lead time to that.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of prep and organization and wearing uncomfortable uniforms.
Totally.
And maybe a little bit of stress and pressure and a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of energy.
That's key.
So the theories, obviously the big one
mm-hmm.
is mass hysteria.
Yeah.
Is.
Yeah. This excitement that like kind of snowballs. And I think a lot of the times we don't give that first one the credit that it deserves because the mind is a powerful thing. And if everyone is excited and keyed up, it's like Pentecostal church. You don't know how much you can be affected by other people and how much hysteria can affect your body too physiologically. It feels very scary. So
well, it's like a thing where you're like, oh, I think I felt we could both eat something and be like, oh no, I hope I don't have food poisoning.
Yeah.
And then immediately I can tell myself I have food poisoning very
totally.
Easily by you saying it's like, well, why we eat the same thing.
Exactly.
And you just times that by a couple of hundred.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure the energy and the feeling. And I think when people feel sick, whether they know what it is or not,
mm-hmm.
people can kind of sense that in a real visceral way.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there are other theories and some really hold weight because some people say, well, most of the adults were not affected.
Hmm.
But most of the adults were in a separate situation. Situationally, they're in a different place.
Totally.
They're not with their peers.
Exactly.
About to perform music in front of people. And maybe there's a thing where it's like, hey, we want to do really good, like a sporting event.
Yeah.
You know, a school sporting event, like maybe a school pride. I don't know. I don't think it was necessarily like a competitive thing. There's people that are competitive. There's
exactly.
people that want to do a good job.
Well, the state of excitement around music, and that's why, but even still, some adults did get it.
Exactly.
That's the kind of thing where it's like, okay, well, this is not their event, but everyone in a church who are singing and like oxygenating themselves and getting hyped up. Yeah. Okay. So maybe someone sitting outside in the parking lot's not going to be affected by that because it's not your event. Like this is their band event. It was their showcase. It wasn't really about the adults.
Other theories involve food poisoning. radio waves, radiation, aliens.
Yeah, baby.
General paranormal and mass demonic possession.
Oh,
remember,
yeah.
1980 in the world, 1980 England.
Mm-hmm.
And England was pretty rife with like paranormal and possessions. We've talked about that. And even since Rosemary's Baby, I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, probably some before that, up until The Exorcist and Amityville Horror.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of things that people are, they're of that mind.
Yeah.
20 years later, so like around 2000, it was discovered that the pesticide Tridmorph, which at the time was considered harmless, was sprayed on the field previous to the event.
Oof.
So again, a lot of times you don't know, and this is, they say it's okay, so we're just going to spray it, and we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's a pesticide. When is pesticide? Okay. I mean, I guess if you have an infestation or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think if they say it's, oh, they say it's safe, we'll just spray it. Would you get into a pool 5 seconds after you put cleaning product in it? Maybe not.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe they have a little buffer of time.
Yeah.
Even if they're like, oh, it's fine. I don't know. So that is definitely, it could be a combination of the pesticide plus the hysteria.
Totally. Or you don't know how these things are linked. I think when I think about hysteria too, we can't even explain hysteria, like what it is, what it does to us. We just observe it. And I'm sure in statements made by the students who've been affected by this, they're like, I don't know what happened to, like, I don't know. I felt these things. They felt true to me. And I like went to the hospital to like get it checked out, or like felt afraid and like tried to call myself, whatever. Whatever you do when you're affected by hysteria or any one of these things, like I think it is doing it a discredit to be like, it's just one thing versus many things. I also have heard about mirror neurons and that being a part of like explaining hysteria and episodes like this, where it's like we are so affected by other people's neural pathways. Mirror neurons are like the way that we observe something in someone else, and then our brain kind of reacts and repeats in a way that mimics that person. It's like brain mimicry, which I learned from working on a science show for a couple of years, but that like people were seeing other people getting sick, and then it kind of happened within them. And that all falls into the hysteria blanket.
I knew all that. I just want to see if you knew it.
Oh.
History is full of bizarre, unsolved mysteries. And over time, these stories have been bent by rumor, warped by social media, and twisted into legend. I'm Michael May, and on A Study of Strange, we dig into these real mysteries and seek the truth, as close as we can get anyway. Recently, we've covered true crime cases like the Greystone Mansion murder, the Red Lipstick Killer, and America's first reported serial killers. Of course, every now and then we also dive into the odd, esoteric, and paranormal, including vanishing people, haunted locations, and UFO history. So if you like your mysteries historical, or if you love a good debunking every now and then, search A Study of Strange wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, the truth is always stranger than fiction.